Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. The Lord has promised good to me. His work, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be. For the world we sing, the world to Christ we bring, with loving zeal, the poor and them that mourn, the faint and overborn, sick and sorrowful, whom Christ does. Christ for the world we sing, the world to Christ we bring, with fervent prayer, the wayward and the lost, by restless passions tossed, redeemed at countless cost from dark despair. Christ for the world we sing, the world to Christ we bring, with one accord, with us the word to share, with us reproach to dare, with us the cross to bear, for Christ our Lord.
When Jesus stood at last, rose to man none, believed he had the power, despised
from heaven
take away the stone.
Come, the hour of my departure. Jesus loves me,
this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me.
Thy word is
a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path.
When I feel afraid, I may lose my way.
I wasn't expecting that. All right, we're good. We're going to roll with
Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure,
He should give His only Son to make our wretched
the Father's
Oh, Heavenly sign, mine, heavenly sign, mine, what is my soul awake, glory be mine. invitation in just a moment will be number 332. 332, I surrender all. In this morning's lesson, we talked about a number of different examples from the book of John. There was one that we talked about that we basically said half the story. That was the one over in John chapter 9, where we talked about how that the parents of the man that was born blind essentially rejected Jesus because of their fear that was associated with being thrown out of the synagogue. But we didn't finish the story, because there was another part of it that shows that there was one that did believe, and that was the blind man himself. After the parents told him that he is of age, go and ask him, the second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." In John chapter 9 and verse 25. He answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" And they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Why, this is an amazing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes? We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and would you teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. The very impressive part of this part of the story, or this part of the account, is that when the man was faced with truth, when he was faced with the facts that Jesus is God, that he simply obeyed. He simply accepted Jesus as God and worshiped him. What do we do when we're faced with the simple facts of the truth? Do we justify what we're doing? Do we try to say, "Well, yeah, but," or do we just simply accept the truth and obey? "Lord, I believe." If you're here this evening and you've kind of been teeter-tottering, as we would say, on the fence of whether or not to obey God, look at his example. He simply saw and obeyed. If we can assist you in becoming a Christian this evening, or if you're a Christian and you haven't been living the way that you should, if we can help you in making your life right with him, we'd love to do either one. Let us help you as we stand and as we sing.
Oh, to Jesus I